This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Jasmine Crichton is News Director of News 3 at Western Illinois University, and Will Buss is the Director of Student Publications at Western. I mentioned that because a couple weeks ago we were talking about student journalists and at least one publication reporting that there seems to be a rise in interest among young people, a rise in interest in the journalism profession. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But of the students that you do have, do you feel they are as committed to News 3 or the Western Courier as perhaps what you would have seen 5 or 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, we certainly have committed students and those that put in their time and live and die with the student paper. But I wonder if we have maybe what's happening here is kind of a perfect storm where we have this era or a generation of students that were coming up during the Great Recession, if you will, that we're just 10 years removed from. And jobs are harder to get. They don't have the job opportunities I think that any of us in this room had probably when we graduated. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing and witnessing this industry that they may or may not be majoring in. Seeing it being depleted by a number of external forces, economics, technology, and so forth, and so I think they're very conscious of all these sources that are forces that are playing against them. And I know that from what I've seen in my short time, that I don't. We recruit. It just doesn't seem to be as much as it once was. And I think enrollment's working against that. And again, all these external forces pressing against each other that really have made this difficult sometimes.
You know, you mentioned perhaps they see there are fewer opportunities than there were when we were breaking into the field. My first job was working on weekends. Now a lot of radio stations automate throughout the weekend. And in fact, the station where I worked in Elgin does not even have a newsroom anymore. Mm-hmm. So several opportunities that I was able to take advantage of early in my career no longer exist.
Yeah, there are definitely fewer job opportunities out there. But I will say that the people that I work with in News 3, I mean, I know they're going to be working in this business. They are very, very committed. And if you have a class of 20, you might have just a handful of people who actually want to be journalists. And the other ones are just, you know, they're there because they either it's a required course or maybe they want to go into PR. I see a lot of people who are interested in marketing and PR and that type of world, which, you know, I mean, journalists work hand in hand with those people. And a lot of PR marketing people are former journalists. Ends up being a career jump that many make. But, you know, it's interesting how things have been going the last few years. And I've been with News 3 here at WIU for this is my sixth year. And I've had the ebb and flow. So I've had quite a few people who are dedicated and then I have to rebuild every year. And I think it's like that in all newsrooms, really. I mean, it's the experience that you see in any local and any small market, especially out here. And I will say my students are more and more aware of what companies they want to work with. And they do worry about what their choices are when they're about to leave. They're worried about, you know, working under non-compete contracts and those things. And I do make them aware of that because I think they need to know about the business side of what happens to you when you graduate. But I would say that they are more hyper aware of that. And because of that, they feel like maybe their choices are even more limited than they normally would be.
When you were a college student, Jasmine, were there many fellow students in journalism classes who you knew were just interested in PR, or do you think that has increased over the years that more of these people taking journalism classes are really just interested in getting into PR?
You know, I went to an even smaller school than Western. Mm-hmm. When I was in school, I knew a lot of people who wanted to do sales. In my classes, there weren't a lot of journalists in the classes that I was in. So I can't really say that that's a normal thing or not. But I will say that there are quite a few jobs in sales compared to journalism jobs.
Well, especially in smaller markets, if you want to make some money, they say sales is what you should get into.
I know, just speaking for, as an alum when I was an undergraduate here at Western, just the classmates and folks that I ran around with, we were all focused on newspaper reporting, TV, radio. And we're graduating folks that I know, those that are keeping in touch with me. I know of, I can point to you to two or three here in my short time. This is my third year. And I know that they're working in journalism. They're working in newspapers. But I know there's others that are also working. One's working for a yearbook publication. Another is in the public relations. Another one is about to graduate and will be working for his fraternity, but the national organization in a PR capacity. We're finding them jobs, and whether their goals are to really solely be in journalism, I don't know if they're thinking that way anymore. I don't think they think in the way that maybe those of us in this room, in this studio are. I knew I just wanted to work in media, some mass media, whether it TV, radio, or newspapers, as I ended up going into. And I think these folks are maybe a little more battle-tested, and again, talking about the economy and the experiences that they've had and their era that they've lived through, that maybe they have to think that way. And so maybe they're not I knew I was completely and totally committed and only willing to go into a newsroom somewhere.
There are lots and lots of producing jobs, however, and I let my students know that, because that is not a very visual job in a newsroom, and a lot of people don't even know it exists if you're not studying journalism, and especially television side of it. And I have so many people. In fact, I've had just a few news directors this past week approach me or email me and say, "Hi, do you have news producers? We were in need of multiple news producers in our newsrooms." And I mean, one of my goals here at Western is to teach people to be good writers and very good TV news producers. And whether that's radio or news, I mean, if you're a good writer, that can be used all throughout any job. But writing is a really, really important skill that not everyone's really good at first, and they have to really try at it.
And there's also some – I'm sorry, Rich. There's also some good news coming out of newsrooms when you see these jobs depleting, and once you had a workforce that used to have so many folks covering this many beats. But now there's a demand for web producers and online folks and folks that have experience with video and audio that can come from the broadcast side or whatever. And when I was getting out of newspapers, we had more web producing web editorial jobs that we didn't have there before. So there's some good news there. When you have some taken away, you have this new addition and a new workforce that's emerged.
And it's my understanding, at least in television, if you're a producer, you can quickly jump to larger markets. I mean, if that's your goal, you can do that behind the scenes. Perhaps you can quickly explain, what does a TV producer do? And what you were mentioning web producers. I mean, what does a producer do?
Yeah, so I was a news producer in Ohio. And what I would do is I worked the morning show, so I produced the 5 to 7 a.m. show. And during my time, you come in, you start collecting stories for that day, and you write them. So what you are is the architect of the newscast. You write everything. You decide who will read it. You are always making calls to find out new information. You're talking, if you have reporters on staff that for that shift, you know, you're in touch with them, finding out what they have. But you're putting every single thing that appears in the newscast. That's you.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.